Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. Today we continue our two-part discussion with Jotham Arbour, the Executive Director of Health Services for Guthrie County Public Health, as well as the Executive Director of the Guthrie County Transfer Station. Today we'll focus more on the upcoming changes to the transfer station. Let's move now to the transfer station aspect of things. A lot of changes coming in, both procedurally as well as just the general maintenance and upkeep of the facility. We'll start with the changes that the public can expect, especially to Freon bearing appliances and tires are a couple of key components that are going to get some changes. Could you kind of just talk about that and what the public should expect if anything's been different from what it has been in the past?
So the process of taking your stuff out there is still the same. You're still going to be weighed the same. None of that's changed. What we have changed, though, after looking at the overall picture of things, we had a lot of people from maybe other counties that were bringing in appliances that weren't necessarily homed in Guthrie County. And so what that created was it created this big influx of appliances that we now have to demanufacture and get rid of. After consulting with the employees out there and talking to some of the transfer stations, Guthrie was actually the only one in a 100-mile radius that didn't charge for those appliances. However, we still want to make sure that people have access to get rid of appliances, so we only put the $15 fee on things that we had to demanufacture. So that's your Freon-bearing appliances like you're talking about, your refrigerators, your air conditioners. What that's going to allow us to do is, one, it will increase a bit of the revenue so we can take that money and put it right back into the transfer station upkeep and into some new technologies for demanufacturing, but it also kind of puts us on par with other transfer stations so that it makes it less convenient, so to speak, to come from another county into our county and dump here. As far as tires go, you can still expect the same thing that you always have. We just put a fee on mass amount of tires. And the reason for that is what happens is we collect all of these tires, and if we get too many tires, we don't have enough space to store them. So then they get filled with water, and as they get filled with water, we get charged per weight. So then the cost goes up to us, and we were actually losing money, so we were taking in tires. So there's just an additional fee if you're bringing in more than five tires, but I don't think that'll impact most people that are bringing in one or two tires. Really, the biggest impact will probably be to the bigger tire shops, and we're well aware of that. We want to keep our tire shops in our county, obviously, but at the same time, there are other private companies that do provide some of those services that we just want it to be a little bit more competitive to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are going a little further.
Absolutely. That's important to make sure to be fiscally responsible with those taxpayer dollars that are also important for county functions. Any other changes to the transfer station?
Right now, the hours are going to stay the same, but we are reevaluating as to how that's all going to look. That'll probably be in 2018, and we'll give plenty of notice if we do change those hours. We know that people are very used to the hours that are there now. But we do want to also make sure that we're accommodating our contractors and people who haul that stuff. So if there's room for that, we'll probably change that. But we are incorporating new security systems, both to keep our staff safe, but to also keep our customers safe. You know, the cameras will allow us to see what's going on everywhere. So if we have a customer that maybe has something fall on them, God forbid, or they get hurt or whatnot, we can respond a lot quicker. So they're not stuck out in the middle of a field or in the middle of the garbage and we don't know about it. It will also keep from having things taken away from the garbage that shouldn't be taken away, that could be volatile or that could be dangerous to those customers. So you'll see those cameras go up. And then you're also going to see our staff members out there wearing some more safety equipment. We're going to implement more high-vis jackets and things so that when you come in, you don't run over our poor guys that are just trying to do their job. We want to make sure that they're just as visible. And if you're coming to visit or tour, you're probably going to be given a hard hat and a high-vis vest to wear around. We want to make sure that our safety is number one for both our employees and for the customers that visit us.
Absolutely important things to consider there. And you mentioned reevaluating certain aspects of the station. That'll fit in nicely, hopefully, with your five-year action plan. I know it's kind of in the preliminary stages. You're trying to work that out with Guthrie County supervisors as well as other officials in the county. But anything that you can inform the public of what that five-year action plan maybe is going to look like or what you would like to see 5 years from now at the station?
Yeah, I think the supervisor and I have been working very hard. They've been very supportive of getting things up and going. And I think that there have been years of neglect out there, which tends to happen at dumps. It's not just our transfer station that needs some repairs. I'm sure there are others out there that need that. But we're working very hard to craft a five-year plan, like you're saying. So that will include looking at each one of the four buildings that we currently have out there and rehabbing those buildings that have kind of fallen apart and need to be rehabbed so that we can better deliver services. So there are four key components. So the facilities, the buildings that are out there. And then the second thing is our finances out there. We want to make sure that we are charging enough to cover our costs and keep the tax dollars as low as they can be. We realize that as a county, it is a service, though, so we will still have those taxes. But are there ways we can be more efficient? Are there better tools out there that we're not utilizing that we could be utilizing? And then making sure that the equipment that we do currently have is being serviced and taken care of so that it's not falling apart. Procedurally, I think over 5 years, like we've talked about, putting those safety features in there and making sure that our employees have a clear direction for where they're going. We'd like to see our transfer station be one of the cleanest, best customer serviced transfer stations in our area.
Absolutely, and we've talked about a lot of things today, and it could be a little bit confusing to those who as you mentioned, went to one building, then to the other building. So you just kind of want to give your contact information in case anyone has any questions on where the services will be moving or what services will be in which locations.
Yeah, so we're also redeveloping our website. So over the next few weeks, that's going to go live. That's GuthrieCountyPublicHealth.us, and that will list all of the changes and new locations. If you were to come up to the health department, you're going to find that all the health services are here. So our phone number would be 641-747-3972. And you're more than welcome to call at any point. We would be more than willing to kind of let you know where those services are.
Perfect. Well, a lot of things to consider. And you know where to go now if you have any questions. It's been a fabulous conversation with Jotham Arbor, the director of Guthrie County Public Health, as well as the executive director of the Guthrie County Transfer Station. Jotham, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.